Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. I'm coming to you live from the Intel Network Builders Summit event in The Hague, Netherlands, and I'm delighted to be joined by Nicolas Bouters, CTO of Qosmos. Welcome, Nicolas.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So, Nicolas, why don't you just introduce Qosmos for the audience and tell me a little bit about your role at the company?
Qosmos is a leading company in embedded deep packet inspection library. Mm-hmm. So it's a software that is used to analyze the internet traffic as it flows through the network and providing classification, but also metadata extraction. We sell this library to equipment providers that are building either security device for the industry, like firewalls, but also for telco vendors, network equipment providers, for packet gateways or other mm-hmm. device in the network. My role in Qosmos is the CTO of Qosmos, and I've been focusing for the last couple of years the effort of the CTO office on SDN and NFV, which is a very important domain of growth for us.
Now, deep packet inspection has been around for a while. Tell me a little bit about the types of use cases that require deep packet inspection.
One section of the use case relate to firewall, checking the security, making sure that people are using the traffic in a proper way. Other use cases are around business analytics. What are the people doing with the network? What are they looking at? What type of video they are providing? And then moving into the service provider domain, the telco domain, it goes into billing and charging, packet gateway, traffic shaping. This type of application needs to identify the traffic, the result mm-hmm. of the classification, at high performance, high volume, so an efficient technology is required, and we have been developing that for a number of years for this type of use cases.
In the move to virtual networks, is the technology for deep packet inspection changing, and if so, how?
The technology of the analysis of the traffic doesn't change in itself. What changes is how the traffic is collected from the network, and that's an area where the performance is impacted. So efficient technologies such as those promoted by Intel, like DPDK, for example, improved quite a bit the ability to apply deep packet inspection in a virtualized environment. Initially, it was more a network appliance, physical appliances. But with the growth of data center technologies and technologies such as DPDK, more and more applications are being migrated to virtualization with support of DPI, and new applications are designed for virtualization mm-hmm. and then also need a more intricate integration of DPI as time goes on.
Tell me about vector packet processing.
We love vector packet processing mm-hmm. because it's a disruptive technology, bringing a lot of the expertise Cisco has accumulated over the years in performing data plane processing at high speed. And they've donated their software to the Linux Foundation, where it started out as a project called fd.io, fastdataplane.io. And vector packet processing is, again, a library allowing to build virtual routers and virtual bridges. In fact, off the shelf, it acts as a virtual bridge. And it can be also used to build VNF. And that's where mm-hmm. the big change happens, because you can suddenly build VNF for high-speed application at a reduced risk and low cost.
Now, I think, if I remember correctly, FDIO was announced at Mobile World Congress.
Yeah.
So where are we in terms of that project within the Linux Foundation?
It's getting quite a lot of momentum in terms of contribution. Obviously, Cisco is there, Intel is there, Red Hat is participating, Qosmos also, but we are a small contributor, but on specific items. So it's getting a lot of attention also because at the same time, the technology is tested and benchmarked, and the performance interesting and raise expectations. The integration of VPP virtual switch into OpenStack is being done mm-hmm. at full speed, and OpenDaylight is moving towards supporting VPP as an alternative mm-hmm. to OVS, which is great news for the VPP community. So it's getting quite a lot of momentum. There is still a lot of work to do. But this year and next year is the year of building product on that basis. Deployment will come a bit later, but I think people are getting a significant investment on their VPP in the coming few months ahead of us.
How do you see the VPP development influencing the DPI solutions that you deliver to the marketplace?
And in fact, there is a gap here. VPP is a great way to process packet at high speed with stable latency and reliable performance. However, it's been designed for virtual switch and routers, and these are stateless. So a lot of VNF, which we would like to see benefiting from the VPP technology, are stateful, and DPI is stateful. So we want to apply the expertise we had into building stateful applications and DPI and sharing the DPI information with applications such as traffic shaping, rate limiting, firewalling, to put that into VPP in order to even further facilitate its usage and deployment as a baseline for building high-performance VNF applications.
Makes a lot of sense. When you take a look at an ecosystem and the collaborations, part of that is expressed in some of the open source efforts like the FDIO, but also Network Builders is a place for folks to collaborate for downstream contributions or solutions in the marketplace. Can you tell me a little bit about Cosmos' experience in Network Builders and where you see the value?
We've been partnering with Intel through the Network Building Program for quite a long time, and we've seen the benefits in different ways. First, because of its marketing capability, joint program, joint marketing, but also it gives us early access to Intel technologies, which allow us then to pass along this expertise to the many equipment providers that built their solution on top of our equipment. So we've seen a lot of benefit for us as a way to industrialize and optimize, in fact, some of this technology with Intel-specific characteristics. I can give you an example. In the domain of VPP, for statefulness application like DPI, we can leverage, obviously, DPDK, but also the Intel Ethernet Converge Network Adapter X710 family, which is of great help because of the way it can help us channel all packets belonging to the same flow to the same set of threads, for example. So it's been a long time we've been participating. We see a lot of benefit for that up to now, and I think it will continue even more. It's a great contribution to the industry.
Nicholas, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. One final question for you. If folks want to find out more about Cosmos and what you guys are delivering to the market, where can they go?
The best place to go is our website, www.cosmos with Q-O-S, not a C, Q-O-S-M-O-S.com. And obviously, we're here at Layer 123, and we are pleased to welcome people to see the demo that we provide on VPP.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
It was great. Thank you.